You should know my favorite sort of inductions are fractionation inductions with elements of confusion and resistance. There's just something about them that really helps me fall deep. I enjoy the game of them and the fact that they allow me to participate as I enter into trance. If you are also familiar with resistance and fractionation, then you already know this means I will require some class participation. If you are experienced, you probably even know the process. To start with, I want you to put forth a bit of physical and mental resistance. Make an attempt to keep from relaxing, even though you really may enjoy being hypnotized. And if you've been deeply hypnotized in the past, may even want to enter trance quickly. I, however, think that this sounds more fun. It's natural to enjoy a bit of fun every now and then, to indulge in curiosity, to desire entertainment. So why don't we? Now, as we begin, I want you to indulge your curiosity. Let it well up inside you. Become curious. We will be playing a game, you and I will teach you how to play as we go. So, start by focusing on my words, but let a part of your mind drift. I invite you to be curious, eagerly wondering how you will participate in this game of resistance. To wonder what kind of game we really will be playing. Perhaps, as you wonder just how it will work, you tighten your muscles, subconsciously, physically manifesting the tension building up inside of you. Becoming more physically tense as you listen to my voice. Perhaps you are tightening your muscles because you know I want you to. Or you know that by doing so, you'll fall under that much more quickly. So, now, I ask you to turn your mind's eye to your body. You may feel tightness creeping across your shoulders and down your arms and chest, running up your neck, clenching your jaw, stomach, fists. Tension running down your legs and feet. Perhaps because I have left you to wonder for some time just what I have been cooking up, you may at this point have become very eager and curious indeed. Perhaps you're continuing to become more and more tense, more and more impatient from this preamble, on edge, wound tight, like a band ready to snap. But now, at last, I will allow you to finally join my game. If your muscles are still relaxed, I want you to make a conscious effort to tighten them. If they are already tight, then as you listen to me, I want you to try your best to keep them that way. So, I want you to remember to listen to me. Don't forget to remember, and remember, don't forget to continually focus on my voice. I will count, and you will follow me down from 30. Simple counting, something even I can manage. Numbers that go down systematically from 30 to 29 to... Counting in inductions, whether it's up to down or perhaps down to up, is just as integral to many of them as the rapport. Other elements may come and go as per an individual's preference, but counting frequently is a factor that satisfies an intrinsic need. It draws the mind's eye, creates focus. It leads you along a pattern with necessary sense of anticipation. So, you're laying down, getting nice and comfortable, 28 and relaxed, so that our fun can begin. Or perhaps not 29. Perhaps when I say 30 instead of relaxing again, you make sure to tighten your muscles. Because after so much waiting, you are unable to settle and relax 29 too easily. However, despite your tension, a part of you honestly does want to relax. Be cooperative. 28, and so you try your best, despite perhaps an analytical, wandering mind, to focus. 27 on my counting as I go from 26 to 25 and 23. You may try and relax, but you find your muscles are still 24, uncertain about whether or not they are really ready to soften. 22, perhaps you're excited. 23, and full of anticipation. 24, tension. 25, wound tight. 26, like a spring, muscles taut. 27, like a rubber band, ready to snap. What if it does? Dropping you quickly. 26, 24, 22, 20, 16, 14, plummeting deeper, leaving sensations and thoughts by the wayside. 13, you stop wondering about what my words have in store for you. You cease. 12, wondering what I have in mind. Sweep away the questions of what journey or adventure I will have you go on. 13, in the state you love adventures. 14, excitement. 18, 20, eagerness for the sake of curiosity, for growth, 22, to experience new things, to learn new things, and, oh, right, you should be going to sleep, but now you're curious again. Your body, which may have relaxed, is tightening again, and tensing from waiting so very. To 23, hear these words. You've waited 24. So now, feet and hands clenching, 25. Wondering. Arms and legs tight, 26. Perhaps imagining what experience. Your core taut, 27. I have in store for wondering even just what you may be getting into, learning, becoming, wound tighter, such tension radiating with eagerness, excitement tingling into every nerve, sparking, 28. A thirst for this adventure, for a release, 27, from the building tension that is your curious anticipation, for a relaxing, 26, for the deepness, 25, of your mind slipping away and drifting as you hear my words, 23, focusing on my soothing voice, 22, and you try to relax, 21, 20, 19, so your tight body must be relaxing by now. You focus on it, on me, on both. But how can you when you really just want, just need to focus on 18 me? So, you once again try to tighten your whole body so that bit by bit, I can untie your muscles. Let yourself slip away, part by 17 part. So we start with your feet, letting them go. Begin to rest and relax while holding the tension on the rest of your body until you are ready to release each part, letting relaxation roll like a slowly creeping wave up your body, starting with toes uncurling, plantar muscles softening, tendons letting your feet become slack, 15. The softness slowly eases into your legs, climbing up your calves, past your knees, to your thighs, melting, fading away, perhaps quivering from exhaustion, perhaps numb, heavy, or simply sinking deeper into relaxation, 14. Now, the melting climbs into your hips and hands, fists and relaxing, 13. Becoming soft, 12. It moves up your forearms and your abdomen. The relaxation climbs past your elbows and your chest. Warmth is radiating through your body. You relax your shoulders, neck, jaw. If your eyes were open, they close. 11. If they were clenched, tightly shut, perhaps they open, finding a spot to stare at, to fixate, for just a lingering moment. To grow heavy, and then gently close and melt away with the rest of you until all that is left is your mind sinking deeper and deeper down. 10, 9, 8. And now all that is left is to simply let yourself give in to me. And we both know that you want to give in to me, 7. We both know that we want this, 6. So willing to give in to me that trusting your will to me isn't even an issue. You already have. You've placed your mind and energy within my hands to use and shape to my will, to your enjoyment. And with that anticipation, you take a deep breath in. 7, 6, 5, 4. And back out. 5, 4, 3, 2. And relax. Fall deep into a state of calm mental relaxation, trusting me to guide you into feeling a deepening lethargy, a heaviness sinking into where your body used to be, and 1. Sleep, putting all thoughts from your mind. You let them go as deepness becomes all that matters. As you finally get what you've been wanting, this heaviness, this sense that your mind and your nebulous form are drifting deeper and deeper down, sinking into a place you are becoming oh so familiar with, a place where a part of you can sleep, caressed by the freedom of trance, as all residual excitement and thought drains out of you, as you sink deeper and deeper down, drifting in the sound of my voice, your attention gradually shifting to a malleable yet constant part of yourself, a part that is accustomed to taking on new ideas. But for now, you sink deeper under, slipping down until you are consumed by impressionable blankness, every last thought ceasing. As your plunge into deepness intensifies by 10, 20, 50, so deep that you feel your mind drifting as though suspended in water, as though the sand it had been standing on was pulled out from under its feet by the tide that is my voice, and with it, you went slipping away out into a deepness that is calm and peaceful, and where you can truly be blank pet. You're a canvas onto which I can paint a new idea, one that comes from the void your blank mind is drifting in, one that is ready and waiting, willing to drink in my suggestions. Good.